reports just some of the marches and events after the 8th of June Central London. At 4 in the morning on the 9th of June, listening to the Sam Ace Neville through her victory speech on the radio, I was sure she'd be out before the sun rose. I was wrong. The Tories struggled on in a misguided attempt to cling to power. As details of their possible agreement with the sexist, racist, homophobic DUP began to grace newsstands, the Socialist Party was already calling a protest. We joined people protesting and celebrating on Whitehall on that Friday evening. Then at lunchtime on the 10th of June, under a smiling sun, several thousand people gathered to reject the Conservatives' austerity and proposed pact with the DUP. Many young people, whose political consciousness has been ignited by the first Labour platform in decades to offer left policies, spoke to us about their hopes for the future. "I think there will be a general election in 6 months or sooner," said one woman, one of dozens who had just signed up to the Young Socialists campaign. Protesters marched from Parliament Square towards Downing Street to football chants of "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn," sung to the tune of Seven Nation Army. "We sold over 100 papers on the day. We must now build on the young people entering the Labour movement to ensure a swift victory in the next few months, or weeks, or days." Ellen Kenyon Pierce, Lewisham Socialist Party,